Hello.
Hello. Hi there, sorry about that. Is it possible if I'm speaking with David McGowan?
Can I ask who's calling, please?
Hi, David. My name's Billy, and I'm calling today from MMA Legal. The call's in regards to the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for.
Oh, right. Yeah, no,
the call with myself will take about 5 minutes just to make sure we've got your personal details on file and give you a brief explanation of the procedure. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem, so just give me 2 seconds to pull up a file for you.
And
if I am correct, it's David McGowan. Sorry for pronouncing your surname wrong, is that correct?
No, it's McGowan, but yeah, you're can I have you there?
Thank you. And is there any other names that you're known by at all, David?
No, none at all.
Perfect, no problem. If I am correct, you've got an email on file as McGowanDavid5@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, darling?
PA1 or 2 seconds. I'm not even going to get a copy of that.
No problem. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I'm staying with my partner at the moment, so...
No problem. This is just in regards to a chat procedure.
I know, it's cool. It's PA34UG.
Uniform Golf. And what's the number? Door number?
It's 275D.
D for Delta, perfect. And
yeah,
your date of birth, 12, please, darling.
Sorry?
Your date of birth, please.
8/12/1975.
Now, before I go any further, what I want to explain to you is it's not the case where we're going to be clutching at straws and hope to get you compensation today. As soon as we've got a brief statement and we have authorisation, we will go ahead and locate your files, and that's when you know you will be due back compensation. The reason for that is because we don't expect evidence or anything. The most important thing is a brief statement from you just so we understand everything that you've had to deal with within that time, and we can go ahead and start the evaluation process. Now, yeah. Of course, each case is different. We can't give you a value right now, but the value average will be 48,000, just so we can make you aware of that. And abuse can be anything from mental, physical, sexual. It could be even just being left alone and not being given the right guidance. So the questions that I ask you is just so I can basically make sure that we can locate your correct titles. Could I please ask you, do you remember your parents' name at all, sir?
Yeah, but Lynn and Terry.
Say that again for me.
Lynn, it was my mother's name.
Lynn, is that Lynn Terry, did you say, sorry?
No, Lynn Wilson Bain McGowan. That's my mother's full name.
Yeah, and Dad's name?
It's Terry, and it's T-E-R-I McGowan.
Perfect, thank you so much for that. And was it just you that was placed into care, or did you have any siblings that was into care as well?
My sister, my younger sister, Roisin. Sorry?
What was her name, sorry?
Roisin, it's R-O-I-S-I-N.
I-N, perfect, no problem, thank you for that. My mum's side of the family's up from Scotland, and I've got a cousin called Roisin, so I knew how to pronounce and spell that one, thank you for that. And I'm assuming, is that McGowan as well?
Yeah.
Perfect. And can I ask you, do you know how old you was when you was first placed in the care system, darling?
Did you do about 5 or something?
5 years old, no problem whatsoever. And what area was you brought up in before you went into care?
Renfrewshire.
Could you spell that for me, please, sorry?
R-E-N-F-R-E-W-S-H-I-R-E.
Perfect. So I'm assuming it was Renfrewshire local authority that popped you under the care system?
Yeah, it was.
Perfect. And do you know why you was taken off your parents or placed into care?
Because the two of them were alcoholics and I was basically getting classed as being feral.
Behaviour as well, no problem. And could I please ask you, most importantly, while this case is ongoing, what I do need to ask you is if for any reason anything or the worst was to happen to you over the next few months, is there anybody that you would be happy to receive your entitlement with the procedure ongoing? Because it would go to somebody potentially next of kin, unless you had anybody that you would like to pop in place there. Is there anybody that you would be happy to receive your payment if the worst had happened to you?
Yeah, my youngest daughter.
No problem. And can I take her name, please?
Olivia Kerr.
And is it Kerr spelled K-E-I-R?
No, K-E-R-R, sorry.
K-E-R-R, no problem. And how old is she?
9.
9, just because she is under the age of 16, is there anybody there that we can pop up? Is her mum there or anything that can see her?
No, I'm actually not with her mother at the moment, but I can make a point of going through and call you back if you want me to do that.
Yeah, that's no problem. I can take that at a later date. Do not worry about that. That's fine. Can I ask you, from 5 years old, do you remember the places in care where you was popped into, the first place?
The first place, Cardross Assessment Centre, for a so-called trip one day.
Was that Cardross?
Yeah, Cardross.
Cardross Assessment Centre. And what area was that in, if you remember?
Over Dumbarton, Helensburgh.
Dumbarton. And how long would you say you was roughly here for, darling?
Well, it was supposed to be a 21-day assessment. It turned into 18 months.
About 18 months?
I actually think I was a wee bit older than when I think back on it.
No problem.
Probably about 7 or something.
7 years old, not a problem there. And then after here, you've placed here for around 18 months. Where did you get placed after here, darling, if you can remember?
Foster carers.
Foster carers?
Yeah, and then...
Do you remember their names?
The first one was a woman, Anne Spears.
Anne Spears. And how long was you with her for, roughly?
I can't remember.
Don't worry. And then did you go to another foster family from there, darling?
Yeah. I went to, I think it was a family called Elliot, if I remember right. And that was Elliot. In the Johnston area.
Johnston area. And would you say, how long would you say in the foster family, how long would you say over time you was roughly with them? Would you say it's a couple of years or was it months?
No, months. Because he was one of the ones that was physically abusive to me.
Sorry, so was that the Elliot family?
Yeah. No, it's all right. But doesn't it kill you, makes you stronger, eh?
Most definitely.
Then I went to... I think it was a guy, Jim and Mary Jane Kirkland in the Paisley area. He was a pastor.
And was that Kim and Mary Jane Kirkland, did you say?
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, Jim and Mary Jane.
Yeah, Jane Jim and Kirkland. Jim and, yeah, Kirkland. That was in the Paisley area.
And was they a foster family?
Yeah.
Foster family.
The hands like an octopus.
And then after here, where did you go, darling?
John and Molly Harvey. And
John and...
Molly.
Molly. What was
Harvey.
Her name, sorry?
Harvey.
Yeah.
I was there for probably about a year, maybe just over.
And was it abusive here, or was it over
Whatever I didn't eat for my lunch, I got for my dinner. And whatever I didn't eat for my dinner, I got for my breakfast type of thing. And that was a minister for Governor Parish Church.
Parish Church, that we get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then from there, where did you get placed, sorry?
In 86, I went into Bill Rossi School, Listy School, in Kilmacombe.
Bill Rossi. So I've heard of this school. And where did you say that was, sorry?
Kilmacombe. It's K-I-L-M-A-C-O-L-M.
Thank you for that. And how long would you say you was here roughly for?
86 to 91.
91, no problem. Let me just work that out for you.
Six, 7 years.
She's possibly around 11 years of age when you was here. We get that down here.
I went there when I was 10. I went there.
10 years old. And how long would you say... Oh, sorry, Susan, there for a couple of years then, wasn't you? From 86 to 91, bless you, 5 years.
Yeah.
And then after there, where did you get placed, darling?
A place called Red Shoe Adolescent Unit.
Red Shoe, was that?
Yeah, Red Hue, REDHUE, I think it's called, Adolescent Unit. That was in Kilburnie, Ayrshire.
And how long would you say you was here for, darling?
About 18 months, 2 years. And then I just left.
For around 2 years, and then that's where you went before you was off on your own?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for that information. I do appreciate that, just because the most important thing is me getting a statement from you, just so we can be straight on the point, so then they can't knock it back and say, I wasn't in this place, I wasn't in that place.
I'll just make sure
I've got everything allocated down properly. Now, what I'm going to get here for you, I'm just going to get a brief statement now. So I'm just going to get his first memories of her was being first place in Cardross Assessment Centre, supposed to be for 21 days, but ended up 18 months. And what was your first memories of getting here, darling?
Getting picked up by the police during the night and drove into a place in the middle of nowhere. Waking up in the morning, there were 6-7 people in my bedroom.
And then, can I ask you, was anybody here making you feel comfortable or explain to you what was going on at the time or try to settle you in or anything like that?
No. So being such a young age, I thought somebody might have been, but...
Did they bring sister with you, or did they separate you?
No, they separated us.
And can I ask you, in here, was you ever locked in your room or anything like that at any times? What would be the punishment here, darling?
I locked in my room because I was always trying to run away. Just to take my clothes off me, my shoes, leave me in pajamas. locked me in my room. And then if I kicked off, I would be forcibly restrained.
And again, this has had a very bad impact on you from the get-go because you was only there for a few days.
Even just at such a young age, my parents never hit me, never treated me bad, and then I go in and then because I'm shouting, I'm getting thrown on the floor at such a young age and forcibly restrained.
And again, not in the most professional way I can say it to you, just because your parents like to have a bit of a drink and things like that, you're a lot safer at home than what you was with people under the care of that. So if anything, they should have made sure that you were put in the correct care.
Yeah, 100%.
Of course, and given the correct sort of look. In regards to guidelines, so a lot of people was taken off the parents so young and just left. They didn't know things from hygiene or they didn't know to brush the teeth and things like that. And it's just being someone sitting down and explaining things to you.
I could actually even write before I went to school, and that was my dad. My dad was a sign writer to trade before he hit the drink. You know what I mean? So
exactly, and just because they had to obviously have it doesn't mean that they're not good parents whatsoever. Like some people, they could be the best parents and look after the children and they put the children before anything. But of course, they like to have a drink at the night time. And it's unfortunate back then that they'd use any excuse to take you off your parents, even to the point of not turning up to school one day.
It's legal child trafficking, isn't it? It's got even worse these days.
What I explain to people at this moment is the reason we don't require evidence or anything is because we're going back here 70-odd years now. We don't expect everyone to remember people's names or pull out pictures or even have them noting down what's happened.
Yeah.
But in the most professional way I can say it to you, you've mentioned so many care homes here or places in regards to where majority of people I speak to mention as well, not only that, they've already been claimed against it. It's not the actual places now that are refunding, it's coming from the government because they're the ones that's aware of everything and they was funding all of these places and allowing this to happen. Now, what we say is, and what I say is that no money can take away what you've dealt with. That is not the case because if you would have been offered that money back then or given the opportunity to go to somewhere happy and healthy, then you possibly would have picked that. But most importantly, if we can get you justice back, we'll make sure we get you the top end of it. That's why Scottish Redress themselves may offer you £10,000 up front. We'll always say never accept that because your average claim will average at £48,000. So that's why we can give you that confidently as a bare minimum. But of course, you may be looking at a lot more than that because of the impact and things that it's had on you over time. So, okay.
Yeah.
I'd say here that you was here for around 18 months. So let me just have a look here.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then you was then placed into the care of foster parents.
Yeah, foster care, past fatality post.
And then around...
The first foster care I went to was an old woman, Anne Spears. I saw it, Diamond, the woman tried to adopt me, and they wouldn't let her.
Let me get that here. She was an absolute diamond. And then, if I am correct, she was then placed in the care of the foster family, Elliot family, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
To the foster family, Elliot family in Johnson area. And this is where the physical abuse started.
Yeah, well, they lifted me up by the throat because I had an argument with his son. And just kind of throttled the life at me, literally.
I was sat by the dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as well as the physical side of him, was the wife ever physical to you in any way, shape or form? Would they be nasty with the words or anything?
And to be honest, I can't actually remember. The only thing
Do not worry. Like,
no, it's just him shouting in my face at one time. And that kind of sucked my head up a bit.
And if I am correct, when you said earlier your time that you was with them, it was only for a few months, is that correct?
Yeah.
No problem. So between the first care home, the first foster family that you was in and the second foster family, would you say it was around a year altogether, approximately?
For the first one, I think it was with Mrs. Spears for about 18 months to 2 years. She actually tried to adopt my sister and me. But they said that because of her age and she was only a short-term carer, they wouldn't let her.
When they know fine well that you're happy there and you've got somebody that's willing to take you on, that's just not acceptable. How long would you say that you was with the Elliott family for, potentially?
Couple of months.
No. So say around about the age of 9, roughly, you were then moved on. And then, if I am correct, you said earlier, after the Elliott family, you was then placed under the care of Jim and Mary Jane Kirkland Foster in the Paisley area, is that correct?
Yeah.
So a guy called Jim and Mary Jane Foster family in the Paisley area. And again, was they abusive here?
I remember
you saying about the food and things.
That was the Harveys and Govan.
Sorry about that.
Well, Mr. Kirtland, he used to take me to swimming, and I felt as if he'd hands like an octopus. He was another minister in a church in Paisley.
Can I ask you, did he ever sexually assault you, even with his hands? Talk to you in any places which you felt comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying in the swimming. You did, yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
And what was Mrs. Kirkland like with you? Did she know what was going on?
No, no. Not that I was aware of anyway. I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't like to think so anyway.
How long would you say you was with them for, darling?
About a year, 18 months or so.
Did they punish you at all here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What would the punishments be?
Locked in my room and just kept in the house, not allowed to go anywhere.
Okay, so really, at the time, if you was naughty or if you did speak up, then you was locked in your room and things like that, and of course, that's why you did feel like, and only that you were in the house with them people, you don't feel like there was anyone you could speak up or confide in to actually explain what was going on.
I tried highlighting stuff to the social work department, and they just... They wouldn't listen. I'm just a young boy and I got a clue. Exaggerating stuff.
So after there, if I am correct, you was then placed with John and Molly Harvey Foster.
Yeah.
Sorry, Harvey, there's a Foster family, I do apologise, and was here for approximately a year?
Yeah, thereabouts. And then I went in 86, I went into Balrossie. But when I stayed with the Harveys, it was like, locked in my room, not had any contact with anybody or anything. If I didn't eat my breakfast, I got it for my lunch. If I didn't eat my lunch, I got it for my dinner. If I didn't eat my dinner, I got it for my breakfast.
So, of course, you're constantly hungry, most definitely. Sure. And could I ask you, as well as that, was he ever physically abusive to you, sexual or mental?
No, just it was the mental aspect of everything.
Mental, definitely, yeah. With this. Did they ever assist you to the showers or to the bathrooms or anything while she was getting changed or while she was washing or anything here, darling?
No, but they'd be standing watching me in my room. And they started to say it was just to make sure that I didn't run away, because I used to run away quite a lot. If they say running away, I say running home.
And I was with the a few months, and then I was placed. And then, if I am correct, you got them placed into the care home of Val Rossi in Silmacron?
Yeah, that's right.
Let me tell you, that's around 15. And what was it like when you was in Val Rossi, darling?
Fucking hellish. I can remember there was one guy, Nigel Armstrong, Neil Armstrong. He was an ex-police officer that used to work in there. If something happened, he would just grab you, arm right up your back and throw you on the floor.
I've heard this before, and then you can't move your arms for a few days after this.
Yeah, and my shoulder still bears the scars of it, didn't it? You know what I mean? And then there was another woman, Margaret Greenlees, I think her name was. She was like 18, 19 stone, and she used to sit and talk to me, to so-called restrain me.
Was it Margaret Greenlees, was that?
Greenlees. I think that was her second name. No, sorry, Margaret Burns it was, sorry.
Apologize. Margaret Burns, no problem.
Yeah.
Margaret Burns, and she was...
Seriously overweight woman that used to sit on top of you. Just to so-called restrain you.
Did they allow the other children to hit you, like the elder children, or to try and turn the children against each other or anything like
that? No. See, at the weekends, like when it was just other staff it was on, not the usual staff, it was night staff, they used to put us in the big sitting area, the communal area, the unit, and have us fighting each other.
Did they allow you to smoke and drink or anything in there, darling?
Yeah. Even though they've only allowed to.
Can I ask you, did anybody sexually assault you in this place, or would they assist you to the showers and watch you while she was in the showers here at all?
No, they would walk in and out the toilet area while we were in the showers. While we were in the showers, they would come in and make sure you're still there, make sure you're not doing this, make sure you're not doing that.
In here, can I ask you, did they use anything like the belt, the sand shoe, or was it just hands and things that they would be physical with?
Just their hands. Even the headmaster, Struan McCallum.
I've heard of him before.
Well, you know what that bastard was like then. You know what I mean? We'd get locked in his office and thrown about like an empty tracksuit, figuratively speaking.
Shocking. So, food time, was it the case where you got food or did you ever go to bed hungry?
No, we got food, but obviously we don't eat it all the time, do you? No, it's okay.
And would they stop any of your weekend visits here or anything, darling, do you know, when you get entitled?
Constantly. because I was, as I say, I used to run away. Well, they say running away, I say running home. Because I would do that, they wouldn't let me out for months at a time.
And then last not but not least, you was then placed in the care, if I am correct, you went to Redshire, was that?
Adolescent unit. Yeah, Redshire Adolescent Unit. And there we were, it was just basically trying to teach you how to live as an adult. We were kind of left to our own devices, given a budget, but a self-contained unit, flat type of thing.
So you can
sort of
listen
to
for around 2 years until 16. And was there any abuse here, or was she just left alone in here?
Just left to their own devices, pretty much. That was actually one of the best places ever.
And not only that, whilst you're here alone, it's not the abuse or anything like that. It's more so being left alone and you're having time to think about everything that has gone on and what has happened to you over the time. And then you were 16 years of age and went off on your own. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, yeah.
And can I ask you still to this day, how has it made you feel?
Well, actually, I thought I seen one of my ex-carers the other day, about 3 weeks ago, and I panicked and I ran. I still have nightmares about it. I've actually spoken to the doctor with regards to it. Do you know what I mean? It's not good. And it's ultimately I've ended up being a drug addict for life care pretty much.
We get that.
Just to try and deal with this shit.
Drugs too, I don't take drugs anymore, but I will never sugar. Even just speaking to you now, I can tell that you definitely have got PTSD and things like that, where you do relive the situation and you do have them memories.
I'm ready for wearing a big linnet in my carpet.
And even when I asked you earlier, do you have anyone you'd be happy for this entitlement to go to, it seems to me that you don't really trust anyone these days because you were struggling to give some sort of contact there.
My youngest daughter, though, do you know what I mean? But I'll go in and see her mum and I'll call you back with the details and stuff.
Do not worry. What I'm going to do for you anyway in a second is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp just so you've got me there over the next few months while the claimers are ongoing. That way, if you want to track your claim at any time or if you have any questions whatsoever, all you need to do is say, Billy, where's my case up to? I can say, right, it's in stage two now. We've got your files. The solicitor's just looking through your files. I can let you know where the case is up to step by step. So do not worry whatsoever. And then that way, you'll never forget who you're dealing with because you've got it all there in one place on WhatsApp as well, darling. Okay.
That way,
if you forget anything, or if you've got any other pieces of information you want to keep me updated on, do not hesitate to bob them over, and I can constantly tweak your claim for you throughout the whole process, so do not worry whatsoever, darling, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll guide you through the whole process. It'll only be me you speak to, because I'll be your claims handler. I'm not the solicitor directly, or it'll be the solicitor, which is Matthew Bell, but I'll cooperate on his behalf for you, darling, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, what I do need from you, sir, is you've had a document that's sent over to your email and it should have come through to your text message. It might come through right about now. Should say Zoho Legal MMA.
No, I've not had anything through yet.
What I'll do is I'll resend it. Give me a second whilst you're on the phone. Well, that should come through. Bryce is out now. I've just resent it over.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I've got that.
Perfect. So if you could just click on the little link for me that's beside it. This is just so we can have access to your actual files.
Should I start signing?
Yes, please. And then it should say proceed to document.
Yeah, it does.
Brilliant. And then it'll say agree and accept. And once you've done that, it'll bring you up to one box, which will say signature in there.
Right. There you go.
Brilliant. And then it should say a little tick box underneath it will say I acknowledge, and then you press OK.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them all.
Let me just have a look. And if you press OK or finish for me, it should say you're all signed.
Yeah, I've seen this document.
Brilliant. Let me just check that for you. Fantastic. Now, what I also do require from you is, have you got a driver's license or a passport or even a bus pass or anything like that that we can use as ID for you so we know it is you receive?
I've got a provisional driving license.
Perfect. So if you could send me this over on WhatsApp, that would be fantastic because I can use that for your proof of address as well. That way you don't need a letter to your current address.
It's actually a different address on it. It's an address down in England. But I've got a benefits claim letter.
Yep, perfect. If you could send that over with a picture of your ID, just so we know it is you, is that okay with you? And the letter will be perfect for your address. Let me just get this over to you. And then this way, this contact number that I'm bobbing you a message over from now is my personal work mobile. So if there's anything you want or anything that you need, you do not hesitate to drop me a message on that number, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, sir?
No, I have not.
Perfect. And can I take your current GP surgeon's name, please? The surgery.
The surgery is called Kilburn Medical Practice.
Kilburn Medical Practice. Thank you for that.
And my doctor's George Gibson.
George Gibson, perfect. Thank you for that.
Do you want the postcode to the surgery?
Don't worry about that. I'll get that. That's fine. I can get that for you.
Right. It's North Cross Street, Paisley. Anyway.
North Cross Street, Paisley. Thank you.
PA34AD.
PA34 Alpha Delta. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Would you be able to retake a picture of your ID for me, just because that's quite blurry and they won't be able to make out?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
sorry.
No, that's it. That's about the clearest one I can get.
Perfect, that's amazing. So that is everything from me. I do want to appreciate your time and say thank you for going into that depth and in depth and detail, because I understand it is quite a hard topic of conversation to talk about, but I can reassure you now you've done the most hardest bit and I'll go ahead now. What I'll do is I'll just retype everything you've explained to me today, but I'll just emphasise how it's impacted you then and how it has impacted you now in your later life as well. And I'll reassure you your case was put onto the Scottish Redress System within the next 5 minutes. Now, I'll be in contact with you. We have to tell you that the cases can take anything up to 9 months to run. Doesn't mean that it will take 9 months. We can only fast track it if you have got terminal illness or if you are over the age of 68.
Yeah.
Could be the case where you get a call in 4 weeks' time. But we have to tell you 9 months to be on the safe side. But throughout that process, I will be in contact. And if there's anything you need, you just put me in. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your time today.
No,
and I'll keep you updated. All right, darling.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, if you do speak to your sister and your sister would like to go ahead with the procedure, or she'd like to have a conversation with me, do not hesitate to send me her contact details. And when she's available, I'll give her a call. Okay, darling?
Yeah, will do.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time. Cheers. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Right, have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.